relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
He may have been born in Britain, but now his heart is America's. It's your favorite legal immigrant, President Trump's former strategist, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you indeed. We are back, and I think we're back on YouTube as well. Live streaming, but don't forget, you've got to have a backup plan. Because they don't like the First Amendment. They don't like the U.S. Constitution at Google, Alphabet, YouTube, Facebook. So always have a plan B. Check out our account at Rumble as well. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's Rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And also, we're everywhere where podcasts are available. Instagram, Twitter, podcasts, you name it. Couple of important news items. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices. Oh, don't we love acronyms? ACIP, they've taken a vote. Why do they take a vote? Either something science or it's not science. But the committee took a vote and they have approved for emergency use the new Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus 19 vaccine for individuals 18 and older. That makes nine approved vaccines. Why? Well, because Donald Trump was president and he told them, make the vaccine. He told the pharmaceuticals, get to work. And in the space of a year, three have been delivered. Never before in the history of human medicine has that occurred. Good news. This is from the New York Post. We love the Post. Did you see their cover today of Andrew Cuomo? Not looking too happy. The number of coronavirus patients in U.S. hospitals has dropped below 50,000. That's out of a population of more than 320 million Americans. The lowest level in nearly 4 months. That is good news as well. Does it mean we don't have to wear masks? Yeah, I think you know the answer to that question. They're going to try and keep you wearing masks, even if we have less cases and even if we have more people vaccinated. Send a message. Do what I do. I just refuse. Who's in charge now? Not a man who would have given us three vaccines in the space of the year. A man who is, let's put it mildly, challenged. He is challenged physically and cognitively. I had the honor of guest hosting the most popular show on Newsmax, Greg Kelly Reports. And we dedicated the monologue to discussing the condition in which Joe Biden finds himself today. Here's a little clip if you missed it. We posted the segments on our Twitter and Facebook pages. But here's the truth that the mainstream fake news industrial complex media does not wish you to know. Video cut 22. Play cuts.
Let's start with a very, very strange incident where the President of the United States admitted to using a cheat sheet.
Over 500, I think it's, I have a card. I carry a card with me every day with the total number of folks who have been affected by the, as of yesterday, There are 500,071 people who have died from this.
Why would you need a cheat sheet? It's not a difficult number to remember, especially when this is the key crisis that you face as the president, a global pandemic. How does he not know at the top of his head how many people have died in America? Very strange. But it gets even worse. Teleprompters. I don't use teleprompters. I know what I want to talk about. I can give speeches for hours if the topic is right. But teleprompters have a role to play. If you're a politician, you give a lot of speeches. They're supposed to make things easier for you. They roll the speech in front of you on a screen that the viewers can't see. It's kind of like cheating a little bit. It's like an electronic cheat sheet. Well, I guess not for Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. Here he is stumbling with a very, very simple text. Let's look at Joe Biden's use of a teleprompter.
The only way to spare more pain and more loss, the only way, these millstones no longer mark our national mourning. These milestones, I should say, no longer mark our national mourning.
We don't make fun of the elderly, especially if they are mentally impaired. But this isn't just a man who has reached his twilight years. This is the individual who has the power of life and death. As the commander-in-chief, he has the sole responsibility for launching a nuclear attack.
And the third video that I showed on Greg Kelly Report is the one that we've discussed here on America First, where Joe Biden, for seconds, as he's mumbling to himself, was incapable of putting a pen in his jacket pocket, actually staring at his jacket pocket, constantly missing the hole to put his pen in his pocket. And then what did he do? He gave up. The commander-in-chief, and I still find it so weird to even say that in the same sentence, Joe Biden, commander-in-chief. The commander-in-chief, the 46th president, gave up on the task of putting a pen in his jacket pocket and then put it in his pants pocket instead. Somebody help the man. I don't want him to suffer. I think he's an incredibly corrupt politician, one of the most corrupt we have in government, from the deals his son got, his brother got, the way he extorted and blackmailed and cajoled the Ukrainian government when they wanted to investigate the company his son was getting $83,000 from every month. But I don't wish him ill because of some physical decrepitude, because of a mental incapacity. But this is the president. And I'd love to ask, if you're a Democrat, call in and just tell me, just try and reassure me why you think a man who cannot put a pen in his pocket should be in command of our nuclear weapons. Doesn't that disturb you, whoever you are? If you voted for Hillary, if you think Bernie is cool, if you're down with AOC, doesn't this just bother you? Let's go your calls. She's not a Democrat. She's a good friend of the show. Let's go to Brooklyn. Judy, welcome to America First.
Hi. Dr. Gorka, how are you? Listen, I listened to President Trump, and there were three words that shot out at me that I love so much. Okay, you ready for these three words?
Go ahead.
Left-wing lunacy.
Yes!
I loved it. Left-wing lunacy. That you know, for instance, giving an example, you cannot say a man is a man and a woman is a woman. There's some kid in the university, he's like suspended. He didn't even say it on the campus. He's suspended because he's a threat now to anyone that's transgender. I mean, it's so sick. It's like left-wing lunacy in spades. You know, it's unbelievable. But you know, Dr. Gorka, I heard that Acosta thing over there, and I'm so incensed. I'm so angry. I feel like yelling from the rooftop. Laws have to be changed so that people like Acosta and all the media should be sued, severely punished for their irresponsible reporting.
Yeah. No,
this is unbelievable.
This is a serious issue. So I got my little iPhone little note app here, and it's one of the first things I wrote down. The lunatic left. One of my first notes when I listened to the president. A couple of other things. No third party. Massively important. The children being held hostage by the school unions. He used the word socialism again and again and again. God bless him. He talked about big tech, how we have to have voter ID, we have to have signature verification, and then he just said no third party, which is huge. So we had a mind meld. I the first thing I reacted to was, of course, that lunatic left thing. But when it comes to your broader point, Judy, we need some legislative change. That disastrous Supreme Court ruling from the 1970s that literally made libel impossible to prove in America. Because if you're a public figure and somebody lies about you, like Jim Acosta lies about everybody who's a conservative, you have to prove that he knew he was lying when he said it. I'm sorry, we don't have mind-reading machines in America. Totally concur. We need reform because these guys get away with propaganda every single day. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
The Biden administration is actually bragging about the classroom education they are providing to migrant children on the border, while at the same time millions of American children are having their futures destroyed by Joe Biden's anti-science school closures. Think of it. We're educating students on the border, but our own people, the children of our citizens themselves, are not getting the education that they deserve. There's no reason whatsoever why the vast majority of young Americans should not be back in school immediately. The only reason that most parents do not have that choice is because Joe Biden sold out America's children to the teachers' unions.
Yeah, and they visited him the day after the inauguration. Isn't that a surprise? Guess who controls Joe Biden? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. That was the president yesterday at CPAC with the closing speech, where he won the straw poll handily as to who should be the next presidential nominee for the GOP. A fabulous cut. You should watch the whole video. But I have another cut here. Mr. G, why did you give me a cut from Joe Scarborough again?
From today, because he called the speech irrelevant.
he called the speech irrelevant. Okay, in that case, we'll play it. If Mr. G says it's important, just to poke fun at this man, let's see what shade of hair he's got lately. Let's play video cut 13, Joe Scarborough.
But again, it seemed like such an extraordinarily irrelevant occurrence. But obviously, when you have a guy that tried to commit insurrection against the United States of America, and he speaks for the first time since that insurrection, that actually is new. So if you're sitting there, why are you playing? Because that's like, you know, Benedict Arnold had been invited to CPAC. After he switched sides, we'd probably be running Benedict Arnold's 2-hour rant as well.
Was that meant to be funny?
He lost the teleprompter. He lost his train of thought. He was trying to be funny, but he lost it. You could tell in the whole middle of it.
But even in the beginning, he said it's irrelevant. He said it's irrelevant, and then the next sentence he said, "But it's news." Well, which is it?
It fell flat.
Do you watch that stuff?
Yeah, I watched the whole 7 o'clock hour today. I was excited because Trump spoke yesterday.
What was it like at the end? Was it like painful by the time you finished?
No, I enjoy it now. They've been so boring lately because they don't have Trump. And I couldn't wait. You know, I forgot. I should have gotten you a Mika cut. She had one of the best things today. She was upset that Trump didn't use the speech to call supporters to not blow up the Capitol if Joe Biden is a State of the Union. I forgot to put that on there.
Hang on. Mika, mental midget Mika said that she was disappointed because he didn't tell people not to blow up the Capitol.
Yes, that's what she thought she should have done with
the speech. Oh, my gosh. Oh, that reminds me. Thank you, Jeff. If anyone needed evidence that he's a masochist, you heard it there. An hour of Joan Mika, and he enjoys it now. But that reminds me. Did you see what Jenna Ellis did? She had a massive tweet, huge tweet, because she called Donald Trump's speech yesterday the State of the Union. And it was. Biden's not giving one. He's afraid, or he doesn't know he's president, and he's not giving one. At least he hasn't yet. But yesterday, I think that's a State of the Union. Okay. Good news here from Hyatt. They want to boycott Hyatt where CPAC was held, and they made the following statement. We take pride in operating a highly inclusive environment, and we believe that the facilitation of gatherings is a central element of what we do as a hospitality company. We believe in the right of individuals and organizations to peacefully express their views independent of the degree to which the perspectives of those hosting the meetings and events at our hotels align with ours. Wow. Good for them. Good for them. That is their official response to the hashtag Boycott Hyatt. Good guys. Good guys like Mike Lindell. They are boycotting him. They are actually boycotting him. More than 24 corporations, American corporations, are refusing to stock his goods. Why? Because he's a conservative. Because he speaks the truth. Please do your part. Send a message to those fascistic individuals trying to destroy this great American. Go directly to his website. Order anything today. He'll give you more than 60% off if you use my name. Even if you've got one of his incredible pillows. I use them. President Trump uses them. 51 million sold. Get another one. Get one of his mattress toppers. He's got more than 100 products, all made in the U.S. Go to MyPillow.com. Tell the left who they are. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A to send a message. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Send the left a message. God bless you all who have already done so. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to Sylvia, line 3. Sylvia, welcome to America First.
Hello.
Hello. Are you surprised?
I was because I haven't been on the line that long. I haven't waited that long. I just had to say, I'm going to cry, how wonderful it was to see my president yesterday. And I told you, Screener, that when he walked on stage, I felt like a little kid who had just been restored with his security blanket.
Why? What does seeing Donald Trump mean to you, Sylvia?
He is an adult in the room. He is a successful businessman, and the government is a business to be run.
Yeah.
And he was so maligned. The point that I want to make is we listened to Hillary for 4.5 years, bellyache about how the election was stolen from her. And I'm not saying I want to be able to go on and on and on about this, but there's so much evidence. I've read the Time article. I've read some
what
of
did
Peter
the, what Navarro. Did the Time article tell you? When you have a left-wing magazine, a left-wing reporter write thousands and thousands of words on their... The Time said it was their conspiracy, the left's conspiracy. What more do we need?
It was basically, we stole it and we're so proud of ourselves, we can't keep it to ourselves.
Yeah, it was incredible. The hubris that we did all of these things, the names, the dates, the organizations, the amount of money raised, and they're proud of it. God bless you. Stay on the line. Let's give her a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. A great call. You can hear the emotion in her voice. And by the end of that speech, we were all happy. If you love America, if you love it as much as Donald Trump does, then it's clear to you that he's back, he's not broken, he's not giving up. He toyed with them, he toyed with the left and the mainstream media. There's going to be a Republican back in the White House. Who's it going to be? I wonder who? He said it three times. I think you know, don't you? I think he's going to make that decision. Maybe he already has. But what is number 46 up to? The latest crazy policies of Joe Biden with Mary O'Lehan of the Daily Caller. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes. Homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are even pushing policies that would destroy women's sports. A lot of new records are being broken in women's sports. Hate to say that, ladies, but got a lot of new records. They're being shattered. You know, for years, the weightlifting, every ounce is like a big deal for many years. All of a sudden, somebody comes along and beats it by 100 pounds. Boom, boom. Now, young girls and women are incensed that they are now being forced to compete against those who are biological males. It's not good for women. It's not good for women's sports, which worked so long and so hard to get to where they are. The records that stood for years, even decades, are now being smashed with ease. Smashed. If this does not change, women's sports, as we know it, will die. They'll end. It'll end.
Women's sports will die if this isn't stopped. The president yesterday telling it like it is. I think that is potentially one of the most important issues that will wake up those in America to what is really happening in this administration and just how deeply radical it is. Where are the feminists? Where are the feminists? Let's ask somebody who specializes in covering these issues. She covers social issues, the culture at the Daily Caller News Foundation, a good friend of the show, Mary Margaret O'Lehan. Welcome back in studio.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's just start with the question, whether it's the culture of life, whether it's abortion, whether it's transgenderism, is a man, is a woman, should any American, Mary Margaret, be surprised at what the Biden administration has done in just the last 6 weeks?
No, not at all. I mean, this was all laid out for us a while ago. All throughout Biden's campaign, he was very transparent. Harris was very transparent. Every pro-abortion organization was so confident that this would all happen, and so it's happening now. We should not be surprised. This is what people, this is what we were expecting, and now it's happening, unfortunately.
Let me, you follow these every day. We try, I think here at America First, we're going to have to dedicate more and more time to these issues. I never thought I'd be talking about, you know, girls track and field on a national radio show with millions of listeners. But we have to. You cover this every single day at the Daily Caller. Follow her right now, Mary Marge Olohan, O-L-O-H-A-N. And I do like that she actually says, I think this is the first time I've ever seen this on Twitter. Her bio says, Irish Catholic. And the dogma lives loudly. Do you know where that comes from? The dogma lives loudly. Look it up. It is important because of the context of the current political environment. For me, and you tell me, you're the expert, sanity check from just a guy behind a mic. I think this transgender issue may be the one that could break the camel's back when it comes to this attempt of a radicalized Democrat Party to foist its agenda on all Americans. Could this be, quote unquote, the trigger?
It really could, because this is an issue that's going to touch the lives of all of us. I mean, I imagine my young daughter someday being in a locker room where a biological male can enter under legislation like the Equality Act. That's insane. That's something that every parent is going to be thinking about. People my age are thinking about. I don't want a biological male in my bathroom. I don't know how that's going to go down. You know, there's so many unknowns. And then the thought of biological males in women's sports, that has been an issue that's crossing a lot of lines. I mean, it's crossing Hollywood lines, political lines. Everyone has a thought about that because it's so clear. I mean, in very few issues, we have such a clear-cut line that women are at a disadvantage.
Right.
When you have a literal biological male competing against them in a sport that women can excel in, but the men are always going to beat them just because of biological facts.
And where are the feminists? Are you seeing any of the feminists say, well, hang on, this is bad for women?
The feminists, there's weird splits in a lot of these feminist circles. I think,
which wave it is, right?
Yeah, yeah. Right. So some of them are afraid to speak out. Other ones think that, you know, it's not our time. It's the time to highlight LGBTQ issues. And then there's a lot of feminists that are saying, no, this isn't okay. And you see that we're seeing it a lot on Twitter with this very interesting sect of women who are feminists and who are very pro-LGBTQ issues. They're progressive, but they're saying, nope, stop. This is enough. We're seeing too many young women identifying as transgender on one side of this debate due to ideological pushing and things like that on social media. And then we're also seeing this just wave of pushing for biological males to be in women's sports, and that's unfair to us as women.
Well, you can call me an old-school sexist pig, but I thought feminism was about standing up for women. I guess it isn't anymore. Follow her, Mary Marge Olohan, O-L-O-H-A-N. She covers social cultural issues at our buddies, The Daily Caller. I'm Sebastian Gorka. She'll be with us for one more segment. Don't touch that dial. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you call us, please don't call us on a cell phone connected to one of those big cell phone companies, because they're part of big tech. They donate to causes that you don't believe in, whether it's Planned Parenthood, whether it's gun control organizations, even Democrat candidates. Cut the cord. Join the only Christian conservative cell phone company today, PatriotMobile.com. PatriotMobile.com has a nationwide dependable 4G LTE network. They are rated number one in customer service in the United States. Join them today. They can transfer your number. Amazing discounts with my name, especially for veterans and first responders. Call 972-PATRIOT today, or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-728-7468. They will transfer your number so easily for you, and you'll be with the good guys that believe in the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, a culture of life. Do it today. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. This is America First.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Do you have pets? We have two dogs, but whatever it is, cats, dogs, tortoises, or goldfish, let me ask you a question. How well do your pets live? How comfortable is it? At least once a week, I'll look at our puppies and I'll say to my wife, as one of them's just stretched out on the sofa having a little nap, wow, I wonder if Leia has a good life. I know she has a good life. We treat her, we rub her tummy, take her for walks every single day. But what about children? Children who live worse than our pets in America do. I'm not being hyperbolic. Just listen to what has happened. Just listen. Just listen to the double whammy, the catastrophic blow that has affected families in Honduras. Tropical Storm Etna and Hurricane Iota slammed this country at the same time. And this is our friend Linda from Food for the Poor telling us what happened.
When you see the hunger, when you see the need, thousands of people, the more we do, the more we see the need. The more places we go, the more we find people starving. The more we see children in Honduras, a pet in the States lives much better than people in the rural area in Honduras. And now not only in the rural area, but in the city because of the lack of work.
The destruction of homes, of farmlands have meant, you heard Linda, that children in Honduras live worse than our pets here in America. Will you help? Every year we ask you to help Food for the Poor, the incredible organization that's doing the Lord's work on the ground. For just $37, a gift of $37 will feed a boy or a girl in Honduras for 6 months. $37! If you donate $111, can you afford $111? Then you're going to feed 6 months of life-saving food to three children. Three children for 6 months for $111. Please make a difference today. How many children do you wish to save? It's so easy. Just go to our website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and click on the Give Food, Give Hope banner. If you prefer, you can call them at 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Save a life today. sebgorka.com. God bless you all. We are back with the Daily Caller's Mary Margaret Olihan talking about the culture of death, the culture of science denial, really. Let's stay on that thread. We have this denial of gender. A man is a man, a woman is a woman, with these policies that President Trump spoke out against yesterday at CPAC. But we have that also, don't we, with regards to the Biden administration's policies on abortion and also their denial of science. What are they planning? What have they already done? And who's winning in this? And where does the science sit?
Well, unfortunately, you know, we talk about science so much, but when it comes to abortion, all of a sudden, all discussion of science vanishes. It's more, oh, how do women feel? What do women want? And so we've already seen the Biden administration, the Mexico City policy, which bans the funding of abortions abroad. There's the Hyde Amendment, which bans the funding of abortions here. They're taking aim at President Donald Trump's Title 10 regulations. So President Donald Trump had instituted the Protect Life rule. They're trying to wheel that back and make it so that family planning funds can go to abortions, which they formerly were not doing. So this is all huge. This is all major steps backwards.
In just the first few weeks.
Yeah. It hasn't even been what? It's been 2 months.
6 weeks.
6 weeks? Yeah.
6 weeks.
It's insane. So much has happened already. And I mean, we can expect a lot more to come. There's going to be a lot more. And it's kind of sad when you look at how much President Donald Trump did for the pro-life movement and you see all these gains that the pro-life movement made. And now in the very first year of this very, you know, scary year for the pro-life movement, they couldn't really even have the March for Life.
And he was the first president.
Yeah, he was first
to address the March for Life
and attend in person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stunning.
Yeah.
You follow these issues so closely. Let's stop for a second looking at what's happening in the White House and the Oval Office. What's happening amongst the American people? I get the impression that the needle is swinging, especially amongst the younger generation. What are you and your colleagues at the Daily Caller seeing, Mary?
Well, you see a lot of enthusiasm from the youth, younger generation movement. And I think groups like Live Action are really good at harnessing that and getting the message out. And they use things like TikTok, which we normally wouldn't recommend, but that is how you reach younger audiences nowadays. But you're also seeing a lot of discontent with some of the more extreme abortion policy. Like, most Americans don't want late-term abortion. Most Americans actually don't want to fund abortions abroad, and they have issues with completely funding abortions here in the United States with taxpayer dollars, because they know that not all of their neighbors are comfortable with that, even if they are. But what, you don't hear about that because the Democratic Party doesn't talk about it. They also won't get into the specifics of abortion anymore either. Before the election, I hounded President Biden and Kamala Harris's press teams and said, where do you guys draw the line on abortion? We hounded them for weeks, and they would not answer. They never would tell us.
They just refused to tell you where they draw the line.
They would not tell us. And that's a big deal. That there is a huge difference between a Democrat who says, I support abortion up until birth, and a Democrat says, well, I support abortion up until 20 weeks and to save the life of the mother, kind of exceptions. Those are very ideologically different. Now, that I personally don't agree with either of those positions, but you can still admit that Tulsi Gabbard is in a much better place on abortion than Kamala Harris is. We know Kamala Harris is very okay with abortion up until birth. She just won't say it. She walks around that line all the time.
Are you seeing anybody who stands? Is it possible to be a Democrat, a character, a national figure associated with the DNC and be pro-life? Is that gone? Is that finished?
Tulsi Gabbard is the only one, and she's not pro-life. Everyone acts as if she's pro-life. She's not. She's the only one that's dared to go against this standard of a pro-abortion Democrat. I mean, we saw Bernie Sanders and I think Pete Buttigieg say during the election cycle, well, we know that you have to be pro-abortion to be a Democrat.
Well, not only that, stunningly, for those who forget, Pete Buttigieg tried to use the Old Testament, to justify abortion. The sheer insanity. Chutzpah doesn't even cover it. Follow this lady right now and all of her colleagues. We love the Daily Caller. She's at Mary Marge. Little apostrophe, a little shortening of the name there. Mary Marge Olahan, Olohan, covering culture and social issues at dailycaller.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation from the relieffactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I had a lower back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor. 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and that was more than 2 years ago. Listen to Alicia, likewise, from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor, and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. Wouldn't you like to be able to tell a story like that? Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening, just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Alicia, and thousands of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose except the pain? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Lincoln Project Liz, as I'd like to call her, is the leader of that failed movement. And if we want to go back to losing, if we want to go back to an America Last policy, we should be following that. But I don't, and I don't think anyone in this room does either.
It's a very simple choice. America First or America Last. That was, of course, Donald Trump Jr. But I do think the president used the phrase as well in his epic speech yesterday. And there you had his son talk about Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, who thinks it's great to vote against your president from your party and thus go against the constitutional requirements of an impeachment. But that's the choice. Do you go with the establishment or with citizen politicians like Donald Trump? There was that moment yesterday in the speech where he said, I guess I'm a politician now. I don't want to say it, but he isn't. And that's why we elected him. We forget so soon, so easily, the enormity of what we did as a nation 5 years ago. We chose somebody who wasn't a member of the swamp, somebody who wasn't a career politician. Every single president before Donald Trump, all 44 of them, were members of the establishment, either retired generals or politicians, governors, representatives, or senators. And we sent a message, and I guarantee you that forget everything else. Forget where they're born, what their skin color is, what they did for a living. The key, the only determining yardstick for next year and for 2024, whether or not he runs, and God willing he will run, is whether or not we put up candidates on the Republican side, because there will not be a third party. You heard him yesterday. The question will be whether or not we put up candidates who are not representatives of the establishment, who aren't career politicians. And that is my advice right now. Mr. President, your team, if you're listening, we need an organization right now. I don't care whether it's a PAC, a super PAC, your office of the 45th president, whatever it is. We need an organization that chooses candidates not based upon, can they win? Who's the least conservative who can win? That's the establishment metric. No, we want fighters. Fighters who believe in America first, who see themselves first as citizens, not as members of some quote-unquote elite. If we do that, if we have more Lauren Bobbitts, more Matt Gaetz, more Jim Jordans, more Donald Trumps, we will be unstoppable. God bless the 45th President of the United States. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head in a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.